Yeah, welcome here to FOSDEM and to my talk with the title Insights in Statistics about the Android Open Source Project, or in short, a deep dive into AOSP. I'm Stephen Langfeld. I'm a software engineer for embedded and Linux embedded and Android embedded. And why did I did this project via deep dive into Android Open Source Project? Because sometimes I like to collect and order things. So I have a sister project that is called the Live 555 Unofficial Archive and Mirror, where I collect source code tables. Because this project, software project, does not have a Git repository and does not have a tarball mirror system. He just releases one tarball each month. And so in this project, I'm collecting tarballs. Now I've turned to AOSP and collecting AOSP releases. What was my goal? I wanted to inspect and watch all these repositories that the Google has on his Git servers, so the android.google.source Git servers. And here you see a screenshot. This is the overview of all the Git repositories, or the website where you can also click on the links and dive into the Git repositories in a web interface. And yeah, I wanted to watch all of the Git repositories, so if there's a new tag or a new branch, I want to be informed what is happening there and what also other interesting stuff is in there that you normally do not see or not notice. What do you need for such endeavor? Requirements, yeah, you need good downstream bandwidth, enough storage, some compute power to run some computations, and yeah, some basic Linux distro. So I've not done it on my home server because the downstream bandwidth is not good enough. So I was going shopping to the Hetzner server Börse and just bought one used server there. 62 gigs of RAM, 2 disks, 12 core something machine, Debian 13. Tooling what I used, make Python Ninja Shell, and what you will see in these slides, I use gnuplot to draw the graphs. But it's, yeah, this was my setup to watch and inspect the Git repositories of Android. And yeah, it costs somehow 45 euros per month to rent the server. So if you are an AOSP engineer, you will know that quite well. For everyone else, this is the tool or repo tool to check out the source code from Android, from AOSP. So you type repo init, and then you have this URL, and then you have a branch, the minus B branch and version name, and then you do a repo sync, which then will download all the 200 gigabytes of source code. So important thing that we come up later, so you have this kind of base URL, this will not change, android.googlesource.com. Then you have a so-called manifest repository that is containing XML files describing which other Git repositories to download. Here, the manifest repository's platform manifest. Then you have a group of release we will dive into shortly that are different group of releases the Google engineers are doing. And you have the version name. Here we have the version 16.r4 in this example. And we will come up to all the different parts later in the talk. A bit of caution, I was tried to be very accurate with my statistics, but yeah, there may be some bugs and issues or things I missed out. So, question. I've downloaded all 3,040 Git repositories from the Google service, and this count is going up steadily every month. And in the end, it was 1.6 of terabyte of Git clone data. And now I started to do the number crunching and look into all the repositories that you find all in the 3,000 repositories. First observation is there is not a single manifest repository for repo, but there are 8 different manifest repositories on these Google Git servers. So we have kernel, mirror, platform. These are highlighted here because these are the manifest repositories that are recently used and pushed to. So there we see releases are still ongoing. Then there are also other manifest repositories called accessories, Brillo, we will come to back that later, toolchain, tools, and Swasti. And these are updated manifest repositories. So you see at the dates, for example, the last release to Brillo was done in 2016. We will come to back. So one observation is on these Git servers, not only poor Android is released, but also a different stuff of things are released in different manifest repositories. And I also put in the count of tags and branches. This correlates to the amount of releases Google engineers is doing there. And you see mostly that the main releases and most of the releases are done in the well-known platform manifest repository. Now we look into the biggest one of these platform manifest repositories, where you normally get your Android source code. If you look into the repositories and the tag names and the branch names, you will find different groups of releases. There's not a single type of release for Android. The common known is the Android group, I call that. That is the normal AOSP release, but you have also other groups. For example, you have Android mainline releases, you have Android CTS releases, you have Android security, platform, and VTS releases. And all of these are different kind of releases for the same source code. Then there's also a group that is called Studio, which you see has a bit of small amount of count. Count is the count of Git repositories that is referenced. So the amount of Git repositories you download when you check out such a release. So Studio are the Android Studio plugins that are used in Android Studio. And also there's a group called NDK. So the NDK is the native development kit, and also the releases for the NDK are put into this manifest repository. And yeah, and I've put in here the first release date and the last release date. You see, so for example, Android is still released, Android Mainline. The last release for Android Mainline was 2022 in May, in March, for example. We'll come to back that. This is now the first graph I'm showing. So we are now looking in at the first group of releases. This is the time is on the x-axis, the y-axis is the count of projects. So as you may know that Android is increasing in size every release, and this is kind of showing that. So the amount of Git repositories you have downloaded is increasing with every year and release of Android. And yeah, it's kind of a linear increase of amount of stuff that we see in Android and AOSP. Some details to highlight. You see on the right side this Android 16 release, the green thing, and the green line is below the releases before, for example, the violet stuff. So why has Android 16 less projects? Why does less Git repositories are referenced? This was interesting for me, so I dived into and what I found. One thing I found is that Rust. So previously, in the previous releases, the Google engineers have put every Rust dependency into its own Git repository. So we had hundreds of Git repositories cloned. But with Android 16, I see nodding from the ground, Android 16, they have changed that. They have introduced external Rust Android crates IO. This is now a single Git repository containing all the Rust dependencies, and they have some tooling to pull in all the Rust dependencies into a single bigger Git repository. One other thing why it's decreasing is, as we heard in the previous presentation, that Google does not release the Android Pixel devices to AOSP anymore. And also in 2025 in June, they have also removed the repositories from the manifest files. So therefore also the count of Git repositories has decreased. What is other interesting is that you see on the violet graph, the violet thing, and you see it's a bit high, and then it's go down and high and down and high. And what is going there on? The thing is that I've learned just in the last year is if you have these Android underscore R releases, and these are releases are done every month or so, and in the Y they have increased the number. For example, here below you see a screenshot of the website codenames, tags, build, numbers from AOSP, and you see the releases R30, R31, and R32. The number is going up. You may think of that as a linear increasing release with a Git repository, with a Git commit history that is going on linearly. this is not the case. There are different kinds of families in these R releases. And these families are based on, I think, the phone models. So also on the website, you see note down for which phone models are R releases done. For example, you see here that below the R30 is done for Pixel 9, the R31 is done for Pixel 9A, and the 32 is done for Pixel 6, 6 Pro and something. And these are really completely different code bases with different Git histories. So even so, the R thing is increasing linearly, it's not really a linear history because Google has different code bases internally just pushing into a linear history. And also previously security releases were also done on this normal R releases. Back to some statistics. Now here we look into a graph that is counting the files in the top level folders and how over the different Android versions the amount is increasing. And yeah, the overall file count is going up steadily. The most biggest folders are, if you know AOSP, then you already know that that's the external folders, so all the external dependencies making up more of the half of files of AOSP. Then we also have the prebuilt folder, which is quite big, containing two toolchain binaries, and all of that is also very big. And then you have 20%, 30% of actual code in the AOSP. One thing to note that the sheer file count is decreasing with Android 6. I do not know why. Maybe there was a cleanup effort. And in Android 13, also the amount of files has decreased, which we also see in the next graph.